Welcome to this week's More to the Story on WNCW. I'm Paul Foster. I'm joined by a member of the team at Smoky Mountain News. He serves as both a reporter and their news editor, Kyle Perotti. Thank you so much for your time.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
Smoky Mountain News has been covering how the government shutdown is impacting the Great Smoky Mountains National Park and what some nonprofits are doing to help. So let's start by reminding everybody that, of course, the federal government shut down on the date of October the 1st, and it doesn't look like a quick solution is a reality at the moment. Explain how a group like Smoky Lifes and other nonprofits are helping.
Yeah, so at midnight on October 1st, the government shut down, and I think there was probably a collective groan heard nationwide among local news reporters who suddenly had to pivot and figure out local impacts. And, you know, obviously in Western North Carolina, one of the biggest impacts is our national park, all federal land. And there have been a couple of shutdowns in the last decade and a half, one in 2013, one in late 2018. And both of those had different impacts on the park. In those instances, different nonprofits stepped up to provide different services. This time around, Smoky's Life, formerly the Great Smoky Mountains Association, is manning visitor centers in the park, such as Akana Lefty and the one at Kuohe, formerly Kleeman's Dome. And then also some of the ones outside the park in towns like Bryson City and Gatlinburg.
On both sides of the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, both North Carolina and Tennessee are kind of doing their part, correct? Tell us more about what's happening on the volunteer state side of things.
That's right. There are other entities stepping in. In Tennessee, for example, the state of Tennessee, the municipalities of Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge are providing money that is actually keeping the park open right now as we speak, and we'll keep it open through this coming Friday. Another partner in that is Friends of the Smokies, which is separate from Smoky's Life. So Friends of the Smokies and these government agencies have provided anywhere from about $8,000 to $50,000 apiece to keep the park open. And in addition, the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians have put the money forward, hoping to get reimbursed, to keep 441 open, and that is the road that goes right through the park that connects Cherokee with Gatlinburg.
Kyle, you mentioned the name Friends of the Smokies. I know they're a nonprofit organization, but share some more background about them.
They are, yeah. Friends of the Smokies is out of Townsend, Tennessee. Part of what they're doing is also keeping their own visitor center open because that's it's kind of a lesser entrance to the park. Sugarlands near Gatlinburg tends to be the most popular on that side. The Townsend, Tennessee, also an entrance to the park. So they're keeping their doors open and they're doing what they can to keep visitor services such as retail services and information desks going. They're really kind of an information hub for park visitors. So I would encourage people to stop by there if they're on the Tennessee side. And again, if they're on the North Carolina side, you can stop by Cherokee or the visitor center in Bryson City, and there should still be plenty of services available. Another thing that is being done, and this is actually on the federal government side, in 2018 and 19, the national parks were kept open during that shutdown, and not as much in Great Smoky Mountains, but more in some of the parks out west. Bathroom facilities were closed, and they were noticing trash, even human waste, on the ground in some of those areas. And the federal government this time has mandated that sanitation facilities will be operable.
At least that's one thing during this time we can give the federal government some applause for, I guess, is that the bathrooms of these national parks are still available to visitors as these parks are able to open in some capacity. You're listening to More to the Story on WNCW. Kyle Perotti of Smoky Mountain News is our guest. We continue the conversation how the government shutdown is impacting the Great Smoky Mountains National Park and what some nonprofits are doing to help. Your story talked about it. You mentioned it a while ago as well. What's going to happen beyond this Friday when these parks reopened just some days ago? They said they would be open through Friday, October 10th. What's going to happen beyond Friday with operations?
That's a good question. It seems pretty likely that operations will be scaled back down after Friday. I spoke with Smoky's Life CEO, Jackie Harp, and she said that they will certainly consider putting more funding toward general park operations, whereas they're just now doing the visitor centers. But it seems likely it'll shut back down, and you know that's to the detriment of the local economy. The park just put out the figures the national park itself, the park and the country that has the highest impact on regional economies, which makes sense because it's the most visited park, to the tune of $2.8 billion last year. So there are a lot of entities that have a lot at stake that are probably going to be willing to put some of that money into keeping the park open, but it's an unknown after Friday.
You mentioned that number, that figure of visitors, and that is so crucial to the Great Smoky Mountains National Park because we are in the month of October. It's fall. So many people enjoy making that trip to the North Carolina mountains to see the leaves, to see the fall beauty in so many ways. And it's also a chance to come back because they weren't able to do so just after Helene last year. With this current situation with the federal government shutdown, well, it makes it even more interesting and could be even more damaging.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, right now is leaf season, brings people from around the world. Something that I think is pretty cool out toward the Cataloochee Valley and near Cherokee, there are herds of elk that are currently going through the rut. So you see bulls bugling and fighting and, you know, just a really cool time to be in the mountains. And it seems like kind of a shame that people would maybe not have that opportunity if the park, you know, shuts its gates or if certain facilities are shut down.
Thanks for sharing the details from the stories put out by Smoky Mountain News, and a special tip of the hat and a thank you to Friends of the Smokies and Smokies Life for what they're doing and others that are involved in both Tennessee and North Carolina when it comes to trying to operate to the best of their ability the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. And we hope it can still be open beyond this coming Friday for those that want to visit here in the fall. Kyle, for those that would like to read the entire stories about how the government shutdown is impacting the Great Smoky Mountains National Park and what nonprofits are doing through Smoky Mountain News, tell everybody how they can find you guys.
Yeah, you can check us out online or on newsstands around the region. Our website is smokymountainnews.com. New edition out this morning has other stories about the shutdown, including impacts on housing and other impacts on local economies. So check it out.
He is the news editor of Smoky Mountain News, Kyle Perotti. Thank you for making time for WNCW today.
Anytime.
If you want to hear an edition of More to the Story again, maybe you caught it on air or you missed one, they're available as podcast on our website, which is wncw.org. Click on podcast and then click on More to the Story. I'm Paul Foster.